He is actually going to eject a fan.
Because bad things happen in Philadelphia. Bad things.
The fan jumped into the penalty box area.
Joy it is to come to Philadelphia and stand here and dodge ice balls.
We, the Dallas Cowboys, had assassinated John Kennedy.
Hello, we're live.
You know what's back, Tom? What's you back? Know what's back? Fucking conference tournament season, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the worst fucking college basketball you ever saw. I saw fucking Murray State score like 35 points in a game. Not a half, not a quarter, a game.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. This is my favorite time of year. I was talking about this last week. I fucking love hideous ass basketball. Just real awful shit that like nobody should be watching. It'll be over by the time you hear this, but we're recording today, Thursday, March 7th. I have off tomorrow for International Women's Day, which I think is very funny.
Hell yeah.
And I have told Corinne, I'm just like, I'm going to fucking sit on my ass and I'm going to like, I have state mandated domestic violence training. And after that, I'm going to be watching some hideous ass basketball.
Watching Ohio Valley Conference.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm about to fire up Valpo Belmont. Valpo, yes. Of course, down 30 points. And then later tonight, we've got Holy Cross and Colgate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chest passes. Only right. Only dominant arms.
Fundamentals. Fundamentals are important.
Yeah. The weakest screens you've ever seen.
just coming in. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Yeah, breaking my wrist because I screened too hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to know what the listeners like, what their favorite, like. We've talked about how sports are better when they're worse. That's kind of our brand, not as much as Sickos. Right. Look for us to look. Speaking of which, look for a special guest coming soon.
Yes.
And if you are listening, if you came here from that podcast, sorry. We are within the realm of Sickos Ball. I think you and I can agree on that. We once suffered through Temple SMU live. So you and I and Roz and Corinne voluntarily watched Temple SMU.
Yes.
If you want to talk about Sickos Ball.
Yes.
I want to talk about Temple's schedule later because we play at Oklahoma this year. We play in Norman, Oklahoma this year. I tried to convince Corinne to let me go to that game.
Oh. All right. We'll try round two at St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Labor Day weekend, so I'm not going to be allowed to go, but I might try to negotiate for my own release here.
Yes.
And be allowed to go to fucking Oklahoma to watch Temple get absolutely fucking stomped.
Yes.
Or because we're more. Do you still have the drop?
Which one?
Fight, fight, fight for the cherry and white.
No, but I can add it.
Yeah. Add it in post. I that's where I am, is just like locked down in miserable college basketball. This is my kind of year. Temple's garbage. Rutgers isn't making the tournament. Mm-mm. But like my dad's alma mater, number two UConn, the reigning national champions, might do damage. Oh. Go Huskies, baby.
Oh boy, yeah. We'll have to. We'll get into the schedule because it's that.
What if we win? What if we win? Tom?
You got to rank us. You got
to
rank us.
Rank us. You'd have to. If we went into goddamn Norman, Oklahoma and knocked them off their first game in the SEC, can you fucking imagine fucking Temple football? Keep it close and keep it gross.
Yes. It's that it just would be
10-7.
It's
290 rushing yards.
I was thinking like Iowa, like it's just punts. Yeah, like you score on punt returns only.
You deserve nothing.
Yeah, no, there's no offensive touchdowns. It's a punt return, a safety, and
you'll get nothing and like it.
And some weird shit where like there's a deflection off of someone's finger. It's an interception for OU, but then they fumble it, and like the left guard picks it up and runs it in for a
scoop
touchdown.
And score. Oh, can you imagine? Oh, you'd have to rank us. You'd have to rank us. Rank Temple, you cowards.
I mean, we're ranked, but not the ones you want to be.
Way down
the bottom 25.
Way down, yeah, bottom 10 as ESPN usually puts us. We're gonna knock off Oklahoma. Book it.
Yep, stamp it. That's the short stinger version.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lockett State. I don't even know where their basketball is right now.
Bad. It's in the toilet.
It's just as bad. They're probably sharing players at this point.
I love the sickos realm of sports, where it's just like the most objectively unwatchable sports.
Yeah,
where it's like it's because it's funny, dude. Like the NFL's not fun. We call it the no fun league for a reason. The NFL sucks. College football is like objectively funny. What's really funny is college basketball, because these conference tournaments, everyone, you have a shot. You now, however outside it might be, you can win the natty.
Yeah.
You know, fucking, you can get hot. We saw Fairleigh Dickinson get hot. We saw UMBC knock off Virginia a few years ago. Lehigh beat Duke. It's March, man. Anything can happen. And I love, because like, if Temple football can never go to the natty, right? Like, even with the 12 team, like maybe with a new 12 team playoff, Temple or like one of the other garbage schools we care about can go to the natty. But like with basketball, you might just get there.
Yeah,
that's my favorite thing in sports, is like you just gotta win like five games in a row.
Yeah,
You just got to get in.
And if you lose, but you take out like a top 15 team.
Giant killer, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Princeton sneaks in and chops down fucking Duke, you know, or some shit like that.
Lehigh beat Duke, Norfolk State knocking off number two Mizzou. UMBC felling the awful and hideous Virginia Cavaliers, who are bad. Princeton knocked off number two Purdue last year, right? Or is that Fairleigh Dickinson? I think they were 16 seed because they were 16 seed and they beat off number one Purdue. Beat off number one Purdue. That's the that's the phrase I wanted.
That was loud. I'm looking up. Temple is ranked 214. In men's college basketball, with such below Stetson, Georgia State, Fresno State, Columbia, then below Temple is Louisville, Green Bay, Lamar University.
Hey, we're better than Louisville. Louisville's a legitimate basketball program. Yeah,
we're better than Vanderbilt. Austin
Peay. I just watched Austin Peay lose. Austin Peay Governors, baby.
Mount St. Mary's, Radford, like Bowling Green. Who's at the bottom? Mississippi Valley.
DePaul is down there, and they're in a legitimate conference. They're in the Big East. DePaul is like 304th, which is like for a legitimate conference, like that's one of the worst like ever. It's really bad. So like, take solace. Temple's like 80 spots better than they are, and we're hideous. It's because it's fun, dude, because like I said, the NFL sucks. The NBA, like, it's not fun because it's just like, oh, like, take a three and then blah, 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 blah. And then it's just like, and the college game is just like, hey, you guys want to watch a bunch of white kids back rim a bunch of 20 footers? Fuck yeah, you do.
Yeah. The 3-point line is in for a reason.
just watching like Coastal Carolina get obliterated is fucking funny.
Yeah.
Because like these, you know, like when you make, because like you know, when you're like the University of Albany, like you don't have a shot, but you just might.
You might. You just got to sneak in.
All you have to do is sneak in, because you can't sneak in. And even with the 12 team new college football playoff, like they're going to have at max two group of five teams who are going to be like bottom seeded. Yeah. Like, you know, Temple's best year ever. Like they're barely sneaking in.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, Jesus. I mean, when under Matt Rhule, what did Temple get? Did they get like, they got ranked at like 21 or something? Like
yeah. That. And then they lost
for like 3 weeks. Name. Yeah. And they went to, what bowl did they go to? It was
something insulting.
Yeah. It was, I mean,
The last time Temple was ranked, before 2015 was
1979. Wow.
Yeah. And we were ranked 22nd.
Damn.
Yeah.
The, oh shit. We were in the military bowl in 2019.
Jesus. Yeah. What did we do in 2015?
Category Temple Owls football bowl games. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 ever.
We don't care, man. Yeah. We will support this. I'm going to a Temple alumni bar crawl on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah, come to these Temple alumni owned establishments. I'm like, why does anyone root for this fucking school? Why do we like, do you remember a couple seasons ago when we lost like 20-0 to fucking Duke? Mm-hmm. And it was just like, mm-hmm. Oh, cool. I didn't know Duke had football.
Yeah. Team. I didn't know that was possible. Yeah. And the fact that there was people, they had broadcasters in the booth for that.
Yeah. Like, oh, we lost in 2015. We went to the Boca Raton Bowl. That was our best. Like, we did really well, 10-4, and we lost 32-17 to fucking Toledo.
Yeah. Military bowl. But
why don't we ever? Why can't we ever have anything nice?
We were in the Sugar Bowl in 1935. Oh. It was the first ever Sugar Bowl game.
That's legitimate. That's a legitimate thing. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Temple basketball is like the fifth or sixth winningest all time program.
Yeah. I don't know that why that sucks. But, you know, since we've been talking about Temple sports, what was it? There was an endowment. They now have an endowed athletic director.
An endowed athletic director, one of only 9 Division I schools to have one.
So I'm assuming that's some donor being like, guys, please, for the love of God, please, can we be competitive?
Please. Please.
You're building all these fucking dorms out of like plastic dorms.
I'm tired of losing to Drexel. Yeah. I can handle losing to Villanova. I can handle losing to LaSalle. People who went to St. Joe's are trash. What was that? Have you ever? Your team is bad. Anyway.
Yeah, I couldn't hear that over the.
I noticed that St. Joe's doesn't have a charming theme song, asshole. Yeah, and how are the Sixers doing? They're in the toilet. They lost to the Memphis Grizzlies, Corinne. Be good at sports. Not that we are either, but... What's that? Yeah, one. They got one top 25 vote. How many times has St. Joe's won... how many times has St. Joe's...
How many times has St. Joe's been to the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah, how many times has St. Joe's been to the Sugar Bowl, Rin? No times! Because I don't have a football program, but that's okay.
That point is correct. The other thing, too, is I'm looking at the fight songs for Temple, or for St. Joe's. One is when the Hawks go flying in, which is just stealing when the Saints go marching in.
It is a Catholic school.
And the other is Mine Eyes just stealing Battle Hymn of the Republic.
I will say that Peyton Manning's production company did a spot on St. Joe's because the hawk never stops flapping its wings during St. Joe's games.
Yeah.
It's probably the funniest mascot in sports. St. Joe's is a funny school, right? Because it's like, it's fun because it's like a Jesuit university that has a legitimate basketball program, and then like 10 miles up the road is fucking Nova.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, in North Philly, where we went to school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Villanova is not a Philly school.
No, it is not. It's the Big Four now. We're cutting them out.
Yeah. Yeah, you could come, Drexel. We could do the City Five.
We'll add. Yes.
You know, we'll add Rutgers Camden since geography doesn't matter anymore.
We're adding Rutgers Camden. We're adding Community College of Philadelphia, the NCIA, whatever it is, their team. What is the community college?
It's like NJCAA.
NJCAA.
Yeah, NAIA is for like alternative Division III, basically. And then there's a Christian one.
CCP basketball team. I wonder what their name is. It's got a Paul, so it's probably like, oh, it's the Lions? The fuck? It should be a stupid name. It should be like the Bells. Or yeah, the Cracks. The Declarations, or just the Declaration, like fucking Stanford, the Cardinals.
Temple's a better school than St. Joe's. Have a good walk. Okay, fuck you. Fuck you too, buddy.
Well, let's see who has the higher research activity. It's definitely Temple.
Temple's an R1 school. Are you? No. Okay. Let me look.
Starter.
Oh, a starter. No, that's gonna be difficult.
No, we want Mr. Irrelevant.
2011, asshole.
Who was it? Who was it?
LaVoy Allen. Other than that, it drops off a little bit, but that's fine. And the Toronto Raptors, they're good, right? LaVoy Allen, drafted by the Sixers.
Hell yeah. Ring that bell.
And he started for the Sixers, Corinne. They were the process Sixers, but still. Your teams are trash.
He's a product of Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania.
His Instagram handle is Chef Voyardee.
Hell yes. LaVoy Allen, come on the pod.
Go Owls. Fucking go Owls, dude.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Hey, dude, he secured the bag. 2-year, $6 million contract.
And also played for the process.
Yeah, he also played for the Pacers. Strasbourg IG. The Northern Arizona Suns. And then the Capital City Go-Go's.
Great name.
Yeah, that's the... G League team for the Wizards.
Yep.
That's a stupid fucking name.
I like the Wizards though.
Oh, it's Go-Go, not Go-Go's.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. Oh man, they're the ones that got the strip club on the in the arena.
Deep in the bowels of whatever they're calling. I think it's Capital One Center now.
Oh, all right, shit. All right, let's do the intro. I think we should then just go right back into Temple
and get it
over with. All right, hello. It's been 20 minutes, whatever. Welcome to another episode of 10,000 Losses, the only Philadelphia sports podcast that exists. The only Temple sports podcast that exists. Ignore the other ones.
I'll Be Back.
Yeah, I haven't listened to them. I'm guessing that's worth a listen. So
it is worth a listen. It is worth a listen.
We should have them on it too. Then I'll Be Back. I'm your host, Tom Payne.
That my pronouns.
What was that?
I said that might be it.
I'm your host, Tom Payne. My pronouns are he, him. With me is my co-host, Yay.
Liam, can you play the song again? My pronouns are he, him.
I'm trying to find the clean recording of the actual fight song, but that's hard.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me.
Yeah, that's like the alternate. The cleanest one is the one that's in fucking NCAA 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one doesn't sound as good. Shit. Okay. No guests.
No voicemails either, you assholes.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You guys suck. Worthless. Terrible. Terrible fans.
Even some DMs, like Metric Mike, where the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And if something actually happened to you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, our bad.
Yeah, my bad. So we are going to have a live stream. I'm going to push this episode out so that we have a few days. We're going to plug this on the social medias. Live stream on Wednesday, the 13th of March. at
what will we be live streaming, Tom?
Bad college basketball. Conference. God. I gotta figure out what conference is playing that day.
I'll look. Hang on. We play tonight. We play on ESPN2 tonight. Why? We're playing the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Owls basketball?
Owls basketball, baby.
What's their record right now?
11-18.
Ooh.
Yeah, it turns out we're not very good at it. No. But we sure do try.
Yeah, we do try. So live stream, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, March 13th. That link will be up for, that will be on the Patreon. So that's the only, if you want to be on that, if you want to see me wear a balaclava, then we'll do that.
So we don't know who's playing yet, and we probably won't know till Monday or Tuesday.
Which, even better.
It's the, oh God, do you want to know what the game that starts at 6 is?
Yes.
It's the MEAC tournament.
Oh, yes.
That's the Mid-Eastern Wednesday Athletic Conference.
Mid-Eastern?
It's called the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. I will read you
the
names of these schools.
Yes.
Now, I should clarify that these are all HBCUs, which I, so we're not familiar with a ton of these schools. No. Sorry. But we've got Coppin State out of Baltimore, Delaware State in Dover, Howard University, who I believe their program is pretty good this year, in D.C. The University of Maryland Eastern Shore, who Temple lost to last year. Morgan State University, once again in Baltimore. Norfolk State, who you may remember from my earlier comment of their heroic run, I believe in 2014, where they blew up Mizzou and then promptly died. North Carolina Central in Durham, North Carolina. And last but not least, South Carolina State University in Orangeburg, South Carolina. We have no rooting interest, but I guess we're pulling for Howard.
Howard?
Yeah.
Or what about Delaware?
We can root for Delaware. Delaware State. Yeah.
Delaware State. Yeah, that's a little closer.
I guess we're rooting for Delaware State.
Yep. We're big Delaware State.
We're Delaware State heads, yeah.
What's their team name?
I don't know. They have a cool logo from what Hornets. I remember. Yeah, they have a cool logo.
It kind of just looks like this.
Yeah, but I like the blue and red. I think that looks pretty cool.
Yeah, I like their jerseys. Delaware State Hornets.
You know what? We are absolutely rooting for the Hornets because they haven't been to the NCAA tournament since 2005.
As
long suffering fans of Temple University, we support our brothers in arms at Delaware State.
Yeah. As a lifelong Delaware State fan,
state head, one might say.
Yeah, state head. I'm a real Hornet head.
Of course.
Yeah. It's our year, Team of Destiny vibes, and I think they got it. I think they're a scrappy team.
Yeah, I mean, I will say Norfolk State suicide bombing themselves to take out number 2 Mizzou was one of the funniest games I've ever seen. So yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, I'm ready for some Wednesday night mexion.
Yeah, we have watched so many bad sports. Ever just kind of get to you a little bit?
But that's they're just going out there and they're balling. Like, that's the best. And they're still so much better than we are. They're so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, Norfolk State is looking to clinch the MEC. Outright with a win against Howard on Thursday night on ESPNU. So that game's on tonight. So we will be, I have switched allegiances. I'm rooting for Norfolk State because one of my fondest memories was watching them suicide bomb Mizzou, a school I hate for reasons. I don't know. I just don't like Mizzou.
Norfolk State Spartans.
Yeah.
So you're saying Molon Labe.
I am saying that. Let's go Spartans.
Yeah.
All right, you want to get into the meat and potatoes since we're a real lunch pail podcast and talk about how Caitlin Clark is. I want to make one correction to this. Caitlin Clark set the Division I record, not the NCAA record. I'm not saying that to take away from her accomplishments.
Yeah,
I am saying that the Division II record is like 4,026 points. The best scorer in college and up until this point was Pete Maravich, Pistol Pete. Yeah. And he averaged, without a three-point line, something like 43 points a game his entire career.
Hmm.
So Caitlin Clark is incredible. The best scorer, men or women's, all time. For Division One.
Yeah.
Because people keep saying the NCAA record, and it's like D2 and D3 do exist.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
No one cares but me, but...
Mm. Oh, there's a Stopes page for it. So she broke Pistol Pete's record.
Yep.
With a 3,668th point on March 3rd, 2024. Yeah, and she is declaring for the WNBA draft.
Yep.
Yeah, so she's better than you.
She is better than you. You do not have a chance. However, all-time individual leaders. I forget where I put it. Some dude scored 113 points in a game in detail. I don't know why. Career. 4,045, Travis Grant, Kentucky State, 1969 through 1972.
What's the women's leader is Francis, or is that, Pearl Moore.
Yeah, she broke Pearl Moore's record.
4,061.
Oh, that's D2 then.
That's D2.
Yeah, she broke the Division One record. People keep saying NCAA, and it's just like, no, because D2 is funnier.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. It's like you know what it's kind of, I'm thinking of the whole college sports thing. It's like we don't have the league pyramid like they do in European sports or like non-American sports. South America, they have it too. So like you can't watch like your local team like somehow make its way up to
he's not even the leader.
No.
John Daniel Pierce Jr. is an American former basketball center. He is the all-time, all-division, all-gender scoring leader in college basketball history with 4,230 points at NAIA Lipscomb, who is now D1.
Oh, about that. Lipscomb, where the fuck is that?
Tennessee, I want to say.
In Nashville. Yeah, so you don't get the weird-ass, like, little teams, like in theory, in English football, like you could have, I don't know, the Coxton upon, you know, country, you know, I don't know, what would their team name be? Like the Dicklers, like
the Nonsense, the Fighting Nonsense,
the Fighting Nonsense, or like the fucking like Aston Martin factory, gearheads, whatever.
Just some dudes.
Yeah, no, because it'll be like, yeah, your factories, guys who play after work, like, could, in theory, go on playing the Premier League. In theory. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, and so having these tournaments, it's like that. You get to watch, you get to root for people who would otherwise have no time
Giant in killers. The limelight. Giant
yeah.
killers.
Yeah, no time in the limelight. And it's awesome. And, like, I think it comes from just a love of sports. I'm a very competitive person. I'll turn anything into a fucking contest.
It's like when people on Hinge put, I'm competitive. I'm overly competitive about everything. And I'm just like, I'm overly competitive about naming some guys.
Yeah, we've been doing that today. Naming some teams, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, that I look forward to seeing these teams and the, hey, you know what? Like, it might be, like, irrelevant. None of the shit matter. None of the sports matter anyway. Right. And, hey, maybe we'll meet someone someday who was on that team and be like, yo, you went to Delaware State, dude? I watched that shit. That's fucking awesome. You guys rocked. And, like, hey, like, be proud about yourself. So,
right.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, so Caitlin Clark's better than you. The backup guy for, like, a Division III school is better than you. So
yeah, I always love the, like, you know, could you like score a point? Let's like there's a thing that goes around occasionally about Brian Scalabrine and people saying, you know, you suck, you're terrible at basketball. And he's like, all right, play me 1-on-1 then. And yeah. He beat everyone, basically shut him out. He was like, right. They played to 21 and he, I think in something like 10 pickup games, allowed 3 points scored on him.
Right.
It's like, he's like, I am so much close. Like I might suck compared to LeBron. But I'm closer than LeBron right. than you are to me.
Yeah. Yeah. As It's always my favorite. It's like one of the people I work with played like Division III college ball, and the kids are like, oh, okay, yeah, like, I'm better than you, and it's just embarrassing,
right?
Because he doesn't like put kid gloves on, so every shot is just blocked as soon as it out of the hand. It's amazing. I love it. And you just get dunked on.
Right. Over and over and over.
Dunking again on a ninth grader. But the ninth grader fucking talks shit. Don't talk shit if you can't back it up.
That's right.
It's an important lesson in life. Unless you know that you can dunk on a guy who played in a college. And it wasn't a backup. He was a starter. No, you can't. Before we get to professional sports, you want to go over this Owls football schedule? We kind of mentioned at the beginning.
Oh God. Yeah. Hang on. Do I have it up? 1 second. I think I do. Yes, I do.
All right.
We start on the road.
As I previously mentioned in Normal, Oklahoma, play the Sooners. I hope Temple's getting the money for that.
We are, we're a bye game now, but that's fine. We don't have dignity.
Yeah. Yeah, strength of schedule's looking pretty good this year.
rank us.
We play Navy. Conference starting pretty early this year.
Yeah, we open at home September 14th versus Coastal Carolina, and then we have a home and home. I think we may have done it last year. They're coming to us now. Utah State. Jordan Love went to Utah State. They produce NFL talent, but they're not like. You know,
they're not Utah.
They're not a fake school, but they're not Utah.
Yeah. Army.
Can't wait to get killed by the triple option.
We beat Navy last year. Don't know if we played Army.
Yeah.
Hopefully that should be a win. Do it for who the fuck's going to West Point anymore? All right.
Yeah. Even though they have like more Heisman winners than any other school.
Yeah, well, back in like the fucking 40s, and they still use the same playbook. By the way, it's crazy. Yeah,
they do. They will never change.
And we got UConn. We're at UConn.
Go Huskies! Sorry.
Yeah, we're gonna lose that. Tulsa at home. We got spanked last year by Tulsa.
We did.
Eastern Carolina.
Yeah, and then at Tulane, a legitimate football program at this point.
Yeah, knocking.
Not winning
Mike,
that one.
Might get FAU. Far Atlantic University. Yeah, FAU.
And then we got the University of Texas at San Antonio away. Yep. And then we close the season out. This is optimistic. American Athletic Conference Championship.
Yeah, to be determined.
It's optimistic. Can you play the song again?
Yes.
Go Owls.
Oh, you can. The prospective student questionnaire is on the fucking site.
Or send it to me.
Yeah, go to the schedule. See where it says recruits.
No, I don't. Where?
Go to the schedule link.
I meant the schedule link.
All right, go to the top of the screen.
Oh, recruits. Yeah, okay.
Recruits. Click on that.
God. Okay, now bring me to football. Oh man, we're just hosting this out in the open.
Yep, they want
this fucking school, man. This
my
fucking,
hobbies.
This fucking garbage. Losing to Oklahoma by fucking 90. Go Owls.
Hobbies. Play NCAA 14.
Truck sticking a future first round, first overall pick.
Truck sticking Corey Clement in NCAA 14. With Tyler, how the fuck do you say his last name?
Mekhenovich, yeah.
Mekhenovich. date of birth. I want my dad's. All right, first name, redacted. Pain, address, hell. My dad's dead, folks. Athletic information: 5'11".
Are you?
Athletic honors, yes please. Injuries, lots. Offensive position, any defensive position, any special teams, ADHD. bench. Oh shit, here we go. All time, 315. Power clean. Been a while. Squat. Right,
we're moving on. We're 400.
Moving on. Vertical jump. No. 0000. 40 time. 7 seconds. They won my SAT. 18. Do they even do that? 18:10. Math. Fuck. IDK. Verbal. 800.
Tom. I want to talk about Jason Kelce.
I'm cracking myself up.
I know.
Select my head coach. I'm going to put you in. So, guys, if you want to go play double football,
you can't be any worse than they are now.
The application's open. Yeah. Oh, my God. If only they had to reply. If like there was like an NCAA rule where you had to reply.
It just starts with, hey, asshole.
Shit. Sorry. I need to. All right. You know, let me hit the song. That'll help me clear my mind. All right.
So Jason Kelce retired.
Kelsey's gone.
We got next champ, Cam Jurgens.
Cam, is it Jurgens or it's Jurgens? Jurgens. Yeah. So it's end of an era. 13 years.
Best to ever do it.
Top three birds all time.
Yeah.
Up there with Brian Dawkins, I'd say.
Brian Dawkins, Kelce, I don't know who else you got. I was thinking Cunningham.
What was his name? Norm Van something. Not Van Brock. Yeah. Norm Van Brocklin.
I mean, maybe Jeremiah Trotter is someone.
Yeah, Randall, Reggie White, Harold Carmichael.
I would say Reggie White. I really like Reggie White.
Yeah. Steve Van Buren.
I'm still trying to buy a Reggie White jersey.
Chuck Van Derrick. How the fuck am I forgetting Chuck Van Derrick?
Yeah. Concrete Charlie, baby.
Yeah, just don't look at his opinions on immigrants.
Don't do that. Lehigh County does stuff to you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. It sort of crash landed my hopes for this coming season. I really thought he was going to come back, and it's just kind of like, okay, dude, like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have to suit up at center.
Yeah, I guess so. We could donate our knees to the knee bank.
Such that they are.
you know, I do want to address, like, you know, and we were talking about this, you know, at work and, like my friends and stuff, like, that... You know, do you want Kelce to be back? And it's like a selfish part of us would be, yes. You know, I would love to have...
I want him to maintain his brain more than I want anything else.
Yeah, I mean, from a pure football level, yeah. But he seems like a decent guy. He seems like a genuine human being. I mean, he had such a hard time announcing it. He was crying the whole goddamn time.
I was crying.
I put it live in my classroom.
Yeah, I saw that. That was sweet.
Yeah, though one whole class went by before he fucking said it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
very good.
You know, he, like I say, he's well spoken. He's a genuine guy. He clearly loves the city. He has a city attitude. The sort of Philly. He called himself a lunch pail guy, which you don't get to do that, but
no, you don't. But that's okay.
Yeah, be with your kids. You know, there have been people saying, like, people who had, like, listened to his podcast, which I never have, but people who listened
I've seen bits and clips. Yeah,
yeah, that like his wife said that there are mornings during the season where he can barely get out of bed.
Yes, if you watch the Kelce documentary, that becomes very clear.
Yeah, football is a horrible game. We love it, but it's a horrible game.
It destroys you. We know
it does. And He's my age. Just spend time with your family. He's made jokes about CTE, like worried about like when it starts happening to him. Right. We don't want that to happen to him.
No.
And especially, you know, a guy who's so beloved, but we don't want it to happen to anybody. But
right.
One, the dumbass WIP take would be to be like, you know, stay until you get another ring. No, because you're gonna.
It's time. It was time.
It's time. The Eagles have, as you know, for a while, have had fairly good O-line. You know,
best.
Yeah,
they know how to coach them.
The Cam Jurgens was sort of. Has been being trained to be the successor. He's not going to be him, but you know,
we don't know until we try.
We don't know, but you know, Kelsey was like a
an all timer though. He was
an all timer. Yeah. And you know they'll probably spend a high draft pick on an offensive lineman, which is always a good move, in my opinion. But
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. It sucks that we're not going to see him. But I mean, that's another thing. That's another wrinkle for the offense.
Right.
That's something Jalen Hurts, you know,
he's going to have to live with basically.
Going to have to live with. Small aside.
Yeah.
The picture of clean shaven Jalen Hurts
makes me want to vomit.
It's haunting me.
Yeah, me
too. He looks like Obama and Denzel Washington blended together.
I know.
In a very uncanny way.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Grow a beard, Jalen, please.
Please, you're a beard only guy. Listen, please. I made that decision 12 years ago, and I haven't longer than that. 14 years ago.
Don't shave.
Don't. I have to show you a picture of me with the fat picture of me with my beautiful locks of hobbit hair and then just a goatee. Like just a soul patch. Not a soul patch, but just the chin. Yeah. Not good. No. Not a good look. Jalen. Please. One of our mutuals was saying him and Bryce are on a never shave order.
Yeah, never shave.
Never shave.
Yeah. Never shave, just in general.
Just in general.
Avante Maddox is gone.
Yeah. We're going to see the Eagles offseason stuff happen in the league of the draft.
There's going to be a good amount of rebuilding on the fly. He played 6 seasons for us. Pretty good, but he's been on, he was on IR all season. He pretty good, but yeah, they're apparently going to try to bring him back under a redone contract. I don't know how that's going to go. But
this is the Howie magic.
Yeah, but we'll see. Zach Wheeler got extended for the Phillies.
Yep.
How you feeling about that? I mean, he's
I'm fine with it.
Me too. I pay the man.
High AAV. He's the highest AAV on the team. $42 million a year.
I think he probably should be.
He's. I mean, the best pitcher on the staff. He's an ace, even though he's usually number two, and we have Aaron Nola start to make him feel special. And Nolan's good. He's not an ace though.
Right. He's not. Sorry.
But he's good. I mean, he's an ace for like if he was like on the fucking Pirates. But
right.
He's older, but. Even though his velo's dropped, he's developed like nastier breaking stuff.
The breaking stuff is nasty. Yeah,
he doesn't. I saw a comparison where he compared to other guys his age. I think it was Madison Bumgarner. He compared him when Madison Bumgarner's like at the same point. Zach Wheeler has 1,000 innings less in his career. So. His arm's not likely going to fall off, you know, knock on wood. I'm okay with it. The Phillies, you know, we'll have a clearer picture in a, you know, week or
we'll know later,
two or 3 weeks. We'll know like who's going to be making the cut for the roster. The big thing is depth for pitching. That's the biggest weakness. I texted you. The Phillies are projected to be the number one bullpen, and I think you're incredulous. Based on what we see, apparently statistically we were pretty good bullpen last year. It was Craig Kimbrell fucking that up. He's nowhere to be found. Where the fuck did he land?
Baltimore.
That's too close. We got fucking fucking make sure that he doesn't go too doesn't cross the fucking Delaware state line.
No, stay out.
I'm feeling good. I think the Phillies are a running it back was a good idea. I think we're a playoff team again. I think so too. Easily a 90 win team again. Yeah. If all things hold up.
Right. But I'll buy that.
Yeah. And I know they're talking about us going out and getting Blake Snell.
That'd be nice, but I'm not counting on it.
I would prefer that we don't get Blake Snell. That because he's a qualifying offer, we have signed a couple QO free agents. That's so we haven't really had a lot of like draft picks. Our farm system has improved. It has improved, but it's still a bottom like quarter farm system.
Right.
So I would prefer we run it back, try and maybe pick up some pitching depth at the deadline, or see who gets waivered. But yeah, that's where I'm at with the Phillies right now. And I'm just I want to talk. Did they rescind that bag policy? Was that real?
I don't think they rescinded it.
CBP. The new bag policy, you can't bring a tote bag anymore.
You can't bring
a fucking Wawa bag anymore.
Fuck
it's got to be a clear, completely transparent plastic, fucking tote.
Fuck off.
It's like they're trying to, they know Hoagie Gate's what happened. Like they know what happened when the Link tried to do that shit, where the Bird tried to do that shit when they built the Link. They would love to. You have to buy everything. They don't want you to bring in fucking blankets. They don't want you to have a bag to store your fucking coat because they want you to buy a fucking coat there. As much as I love the Phillies, as much as John Middleton has put the money into putting a product on the field and has made good choices hiring guys, I am so fucking sick of the nickel and dime at the ballpark. They have always charged prices that you would expect for New York.
Yep.
In Philly.
Yep.
And even then, I don't think New Yorkers should have to suffer with that. They New Yorkers deserve to suffer a little bit, but not that.
Fuck you, Zach.
No. It's stupid.
It's shameful.
It should not be.
You can't $15 talk about for a fucking beer. Right, exactly. We're a working class city. We're the poorest large state in America. Fuck off. People get to go to the ball game.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
collectivize the Phillies.
Yeah. You should. They should have no fucking say over the prices. That should be a fucking city. Pass a fucking ordinance,
please.
Yeah, and then ending the we didn't even talk about this. The dollar dog nights are ending, and they use that college night as a like that where they were throwing the hot dogs on the field. College night and dollar dog night, same night. Cue the X-Files theme.
Right.
They still make money on the fucking hot dog. People are going, oh well, you know, maybe the overhead on the hot dogs has gone up.
Shut up.
What is a hot dog overhead? 10 cents? Maybe 20 now?
Exactly.
It's pork asshole. Like it's asinine. Let people bring their fucking shit into the ballpark. I'm still bringing my sandwich in. Good. And I'm going to bring three fucking beers in my fucking stomach.
Do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm trying to find the bag policy. Oh yeah, change of bag policy. Here we go. It's on the Reddit. The post on Twitter was deleted. Someone was saying it. They think if the person was actually working for the Phillies and might have gotten smacked.
Test balloon.
It could have been a test balloon too. Yeah. A medical bag, and if it's like they were in Fenway when we went up there for a tour. Fucking pads and tampons don't count as medical, valid medical thing. That's to some fucking gruesome shithead from Boston. I love to have some fucking. I love to have Delco Dave tell my wife what the fuck her medical, what's appropriate fuck medical
off.
Bag.
Fuck
yeah,
off.
Fuck off. Yeah, bullshit. But I can bring a fucking gallon bag. I'm gonna fill a gallon bag with piss and bring it to the gallon Ziploc and bring it to the ballpark because that technically is allowed.
There you go. Do it.
Gallon bag of piss. There's your episode title. So that's my rant. Fuck the
you're right to say it.
Yeah. So Just when you thought the Sixers couldn't get any worse, Tyrese Maxey gets a concussion. Yeah.
Yeah, the Sixers are in free fall. I expect at this point they're going to probably be in the play-in tournament. Mm. Hopefully we have Embiid, but I don't know if they fall enough that he'll even come back.
Yeah, we start the seven.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel pretty... That's the play-in tournament. Seven's the play-in.
Yeah. When does the season end?
You've got April 10 games 14th. Left. There's 10 games left. I mean,
there is room. You could easily sneak up.
There's tons of room for failure because the Hawks are in 10th. I mean, they're not going to bomb out of the playoffs. But, you know, hypothetically, it's looking... They could easily slip to the 9 and then really be under the gun. Meanwhile, my beloved Boston Celtics, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. All hail the Celtics. But they've got two. They got the Knicks. They've got the Bucks. And then they've got they got a road trip. Suns, Lakers, Clippers, Kings. And then the Cavs. And it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good.
I think the Celtics clinched, didn't they?
I don't know.
According to Google, saying they clinched already. At least a playoff spot.
Yeah. They had a pretty ugly game against the Cavs a couple nights ago. But they had an 11-game winning streak. They're 8 games ahead of the Milwaukee Bucks. They're going to comfortably cruise into the playoffs. But the question is how they're going to do when they get there. Go Celtics. Death to Tobias Harris. He stinks, man. I feel awful for him, but he stinks.
Yeah. All right. So we got 18 games left.
Yeah.
18 games left to pull this around. And you could easily, there's like a little gulf here between the teams that are above 500 are solidly above 500. And then it's just like the Bulls.
Right.
And
20 games left. Yeah. Treading water at best. It's pretty ugly.
Maybe Embiid will be well rested for the playoffs.
We can hope.
Yeah, for the play-in tournament, the last seed. Shit. Yeah, I mean a concussion, you're not out for like forever. So, it's obvious how this is like. You need another guy, and I know Toby's going at the end of the year, but you need a third man. It can't just be Tyrese and
Embiid. Yeah. Embiid.
It just can't. And as much as we love Paul Reed, he's not Embiid.
No, he's not. But we do love him. We do love B-ball Paul.
Yeah. Shit, I didn't even think of looking at the hockey.
Flyers are in third. Still in the Metro.
They're playing.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. And we traded Sean Walker to the Avalanche.
For a first, yeah. The Bruins... are still good, not as good as they were. We'll see. Hopefully they can shake out the President's Cup curse. I'm getting hungry. You want to wrap this shit up?
Yeah, we're almost there. We're at 52 minutes. Nice. And the Union are still 2 draws.
Okay.
So, beautiful.
Whoa.
I can mention this. We can talk about it real quick. Then we'll get out of here. MLB The Show, which is coming out soon, announced that their creative player road to the show is going to have, you can create a female character, a woman.
No, I'm very upset about that now.
This is Miss Andrist.
Yep.
This is Miss Andrist.
Yep, that's the thing I earnestly believe now.
On the Reddit thread, they said that the mods locked the thread. They said, you can't behave. We don't tolerate misogyny. And with like 30 downvotes was like, well, what about Miss Andry? Are you okay with that though?
Yes. I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, with facts and reason and logic, we could say that a woman cannot play. And then, like, the fucking idiots are like, yeah, I'm going to take the first. You put a women pitcher against me, I'm taking her center field 440 feet.
Probably not.
That you couldn't take a fucking batting practice soft, like, fucking changeup to deep center field, you fucking idiot. You don't play fucking baseball, dumbass. And if you've ever seen a... MLB like hitter
try to do softball. Yeah, it's possible.
Didi Gregorius did it against I forget what her name was, but like he looked like he's like, fuck, I can't hit this. I spent my whole life hitting overhand.
Right.
I can't fucking suddenly change it. So fuck that shit. Fuck that. That's good. MLB The Show, you know, they definitely need to like pick up franchise and make it better. But bitching about them having women in the game, that's not the take.
That's not the issue, right?
That's not taken away from franchise mode. That's not taken away from all the Road to the Show shit. You have your complaints about the other stuff. It can be compartmentalized. Fucking right. Idiots. Not that any incels listen to this podcast, because you would die.
You would. Instantly. You would die.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I want to give shouts out to our North Catholic Tier Patriots, Patrick, Sean, Mike, Amanda, Kate, Eve, Charlie, Luke, Coho, Chucklebird, and Kat. No new 700 level patrons that I've seen. Give us a voicemail, 267-371-7218. Give us your name and pronouns. Call in, assholes.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Fuck you. Call in. DM us, follow us. I'm at Tohickin T-Pain. He's at Not Liam Anderson with a zero because he's elite. And follow the podcast at 10K Losses Pod. Patreon.com says 10,000 losses, where you will be able to access the live stream March 13th at 6 p.m. Wednesday, March 13th, 6 p.m. Eastern.
I have one more scoring update. Pepperdine,
yeah. Yes.
Is playing Pacific.
Yes.
I'm going to give you these two teams' records. Pepperdine is 12-19, 5-11 in the conference. Pacific is 6-25, 0-16 in the conference. Pepperdine is winning this basketball game 18-0 at the moment.
What time is it in the game?
5 minutes and 29 seconds have gone by.
They are on a tear.
Yeah. I'm looking at that's sad.
That's sad. I gotta feel bad. You're 5 minutes in the game, you're like, how we come back from this?
I can see it.
Just yeah. 13th, everyone gets to play tonight. other podcasts you have, well, there's your problem. Trash Future, Kill James Bond, Beyond the Breakers. Boy. Hell of a Way to Die. Tipping Pitches, which, by the way, by Wagner of the, they just got a union at the Ringer.
Congratulations.
Yep, congratulations. Brady Free Tote Bag.
And Self Worst, a podcast I was on this week.
Self Worst?
Yeah. Hmm. Podcast about labor and mental health.
Hell yeah. Yeah, go listen to that.
Absolutely.
Be good to each other. Take care. Thanks for listening.
See you in the next
one.
Bye. Bye.